Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Here I am, send me. Boy, that's a great sentiment, isn't it? One of those things. So when we want to serve the Lord, this statement makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Send me. You know, I couldn't find accompaniment, but here I am, Lord, it is I, Lord. You know, we sing that in here sometimes. Dean sings it a lot for the thing over here. But here I am, Lord. Use me, send me, do what you want with me. I'm ready. But this is important. If the Lord is going to send us, he's got to set us up for it, doesn't he? So in order to send, you have to call. All right? So, hey, come in here. You go out of there. You know, but it doesn't start without the bringing together first. And I think that's important. When we're baptized, we're baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, right? So, if this is the case, we are also called through baptism into service. Does that make sense? You know, so look what our scriptures say today. And I was really going into a lot of different things. But, you know, in the Old Testament, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You know, one of the things we have about walk is that one of our, my brain's not working today, but when we serve the Lord, it's our walk with him that's important. So with yourselves, since you are eager for manifestations of the Spirit, strive to excel in building up the church. All right, so now we're talking about being an apostle, aren't we? That's what it means, building up the church. I like this next one, too. For you may be giving thanks well enough, but the other person is not being built up. All right, so when we give thanks, we need to build up, too. How many of you are around people that tear down instead of build up? Isn't that awful? Okay. And it's not funny, either. I mean, it's one of those things, you don't tear down, you build up. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. This is from Paul. Nevertheless, in church, I would rather speak five words with my mind in order to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. That's pretty heavy, isn't it? You know, because speaking in tongues is one of the fruits of the Spirit. But yet, what's more important? I think that's interesting. Well, folks, how do you serve the Lord? How do you walk in the ways of the Lord? So how do you excel in trying to build up the church? And how do you teach about it? You know, why is teaching important? Well, I got to be looking at some of the other things. Does serving the Lord just mean sending us to witness and bring people into membership? That's an apostle, right? Is that all there is? No. Well, as I was putting this together, I thought, so what does it mean to serve? And that's one of those, you know how important I think words are. All right, to serve. Perform duties or services for another person or organization. Well, that one's sort of interesting. I mean, that's what we usually do. But now when I got down to the synonyms of that, here's what it says. Work for, okay, be in the service of, perform duties for, to be employed by, have a job with, obey. So if you serve, you obey. Hadn't thought about that one before. Be obedient, carry out the wishes of, be of service to, be of help to, be of use to assist, give assistance. Aid, lend a hand to. Give a helping hand, do a good turn. make a contribution to, do one's bit, do something for someone else's benefit, minister to, be a member of, to serve, be a member of, work on, be on, sit on. Sit on. To serve is to sit on. Have, mold a place on, and perform duties and carry out duties. You know, it seems like to serve has got a little bit more to it than what we're thinking of, doesn't it? Well, as I was going through this, the origin of the word to serve comes from Middle English, and it's from Old French. Servere, which is also from the Latin servire, and severus in Latin is slave. So the word doulos in Greek, which means to serve or servant, is also the same word for slave. So when we serve someone, we're a slave to that someone. So are we servers of Jesus? Yes. Are we slaves to Jesus? Well, that's a little deeper thought, isn't it? Okay? And you got to remember that when we think of slavery, we think of it as it was in the United States, not as it was when the word was used. Okay? Because in this time, a time and place, you could actually buy your way out of slavery. Okay? Or you could sell yourself into slavery to pay off debt. And in Jewish culture, every 7 years, you know, it's you could be released. Every 50 years is a year of jubilee, and slavery, everybody who was in servitude, was canceled. All right, so it's a different connotation from what we look at today. But what we really have, I think, it's something telling us and energizing us to go out in His service. Well, so what does it actually mean when we go out in His service? Well, I went through Scripture because I thought, you know, it's nice having Scripture explain Scripture. And this is from Acts 13. Barnabas and Saul set off. Now, there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers. Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a lifelong friend of Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul. All right, so according to Acts, you can be a prophet and you can be a teacher. It doesn't say anything about apostle there, does it? So we have apostle, prophet, teacher. 1 Corinthians 12:28, a little bit further from what our reading was today. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administrating, and various kinds of tongues. So to be a teacher, be a doctor, to be a helper, to be an aid, you're all serving the Lord in each one of those, aren't you? So it's not just being an apostle, is it? Do all of us have strength to be apostles? And the reason I'm putting it out there is that's because where the mission field starts. Okay? Well, some of us do, some of us don't. What's your strength? What is the thing that you can do to help the Lord? I mean, you know you. And I think that's what our Scripture is telling us. All right, the next verse actually qualifies this for us. And this is from 1 Corinthians 12:29, the next words. So are we all apostles? Are we all prophets? Are we all teachers? Do all of us work miracles? So to serve the Lord, do you have to be a jack of all trades? Let's stop and think about it. If you're a jack of all trades, you're a master of none. So that means we each have strengths. Do you want to build on your weaknesses or build on your strengths? You want to build on your strengths, don't you? Because it's the strengths that will serve better. I mean, when's the last time you healed somebody by touching them? Well, just last week, yeah, I wish. Okay. How many of you raised somebody from the dead this week? Well, obviously, we don't have that power of the apostles, do we? But how many of you helped somebody that's been hurt? See, that we can do. And there's that aid in service. Okay? Ephesians 4. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers. Shepherds? Find that interesting. Well, folks, as we look at this, what it is telling me is that when we serve the Lord, we serve Him to the best of our ability. We serve Him to the best of our strength. I mean, you can only do what you can do. You can't do what you can't do. Does that make sense? Yeah, I think so too. When I was putting this together, I thought, you know, how do we explain this? And that's why I went to Scripture, because anytime I have trouble with that, all right, what does the Bible say about it? Well, the Bible's very clear. It explains a lot of stuff to us. But I think when Jesus asked us to serve Him, when God says, who's going to do this? Here I am, send me. It doesn't say what He's going to be sent for. I find that interesting, don't you? Isn't that something that I really enjoy? Now, here's the thing, Isaiah. And I love this. This is out of the Old Testament. This is where this came from. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. That's the altar of God, okay? In God's altar. And he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Remember when I was talking about baptism here about 2-3 weeks ago, and I said there's three ways to be saved, or three ways to be baptized? Anybody remember what the three are? Even though you're going to be tested. Fire, water, word. Okay. I mean, that makes sense. And then Steve and Denise said, how are you baptized by fire? Well, many times you have to give up your life for it, especially if you haven't been baptized by water. But what does this say? Behold. Okay. And he took the coal out with tongs, and he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for. So fire, in this case, brings salvation and atonement, doesn't it? I find it interesting. I mean, there are so many things we look at in the Bible that are beautiful, but what do they mean? Okay. And when I heard the voice of saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Now, when God says that, is He being specific? No. You know, who's going to go out and serve? How are you going to serve? Now, when we're talking about serving in this way, are we talking law or gospel? Law. Why? Yeah, that's why we do this a lot. Because law is what we do. Gospel is what we receive. Yeah, it's pretty well simplified. Pastor, I'm sorry about that, but it seems to get the idea across. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, and the thing is, it's so far from what we're used to. But when we look at law, law is what we do. So if we're going out and serving and doing things, are we in law or gospel? Why are we serving? Gospel. Because we have received this and we want to share that with others. But we're not told you have to do this for your salvation. Some of our other Christians, brothers and sisters, are told if they're not doing good works, they're not going to be saved. It doesn't work that way, does it? You know, Ephesians 2, 5 and 6, it's not by works, okay, but you were saved by grace through faith. You know, it's not something. These are three of the scholas, or solas. Grace alone, faith alone, Scripture alone. There's two more. But when we look at this, grace alone, faith alone, Scripture alone, those are the main ones. Because if it's in Scripture, we believe it. If it's not in Scripture, we don't believe it. We're not going to have a council of the church saying, all right, we're going to do this because it makes more sense than what's in the Bible. No, if it's in the Bible, it makes sense. Faith alone. Where do we get faith? Who said Holy Spirit? Ooh, Bev, you get the gold star for today. Remember, faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Faith is not something we have ourselves. It's instilled in us. Remember, I said receive from the Holy Spirit. So our faith is a gift given to us. And then finally, what is grace alone? It's His gift to us. Our sins are forgiven. There's more to it than that, but for right now, that's a good enough definition. You know, so when we look at this, isn't this basically what we believe as Christians? Now, we get excited about this. Don't you want to share that with somebody? But how do you share it? We're not all apostles. We're not all prophets. But we can be a teacher and teach. If you had to look at me, am I an apostle, a prophet, or a teacher? Teacher. That's my strength. That's why I do my church service the way I do. Make sense? Because I feel most comfortable being in service in that manner. I mean, there's some pastors that will come in and just preach and that's it. You know, because they can't handle the questions when their mind is focused. Me, I've done it for so many years that, you know, I just do that. But it's whatever we have strength in is what we serve the Lord. You know, when we're called and then when we're sent, what are we sharing with those around us? Okay. With what in mind? I keep on looking over at Pastor because we talked about it this morning. Salvation. Why are we here in church? Well, it makes me feel good. Oh, yeah, it makes me feel good too. Why are we here? To love and to serve. With what goal in mind? Eternal life with God in heaven, with Jesus in heaven. That's why we're here. That's why I was so adamant when I first came that we were going to celebrate Advent. Why? Because it's celebrating the second coming of Jesus to get us into heaven. Don't you think that's important? I think so too. So when we're here, God's salvation. That's why we have communion every Sunday. That's one of the things I loved about this church. I've been in a lot of churches, you have communion once a month. Yeah, or every other Sunday. Why? Because when we had pastors on horseback, that's when they could get here, you know, the circuit riders, and do communion. That's when, you know, if it got real bad and they were only here once every 3 months, then you did marriages, baptisms, and funerals all at the same time. I was up at Napier, Nebraska one time during the winter. And Napier gets a lot of snow. In fact, we had so much snow on the ground one time. We sell an outdoor toilet. You know, two-holer. So instead of being able to just walk out there, the snow was so deep we had to dig a tunnel to get to the outhouse. Now that's a lot of snow. But the cemetery, what they would do, and I couldn't believe this first time I saw that, the cemetery had caskets just sitting out in the cemetery, sitting on top. Well, they're in a deep freeze right now until the round can thaw enough that they can bury the body. Think about that for a second. You do what you got to do. And if the pastor can't get there till then, that's when you do the funeral. Different lifestyle, isn't it? Different way of doing things. But, you know, we can always be an apostle by teaching. And so when we go to a doctor, he's being an apostle of the Lord because he's serving us. What about honest business people? Are they apostles? Sure they are. Because they're treating us with God's love. What about bankers? I mean, it's a necessary evil, isn't it? And you know, one of the most basic things is baking treats for God's people on Sundays. Are you two serving? Absolutely. You know, it's what they're doing for God's people. It all depends on what your strength is and how you serve. So, here I am, Lord. Send me. In whatever way you need me, I'm ready, willing, and able. My friends, may this blessing of our service to a Lord and Savior keep our hearts and minds on our eternal salvation. Amen. Amen.